Beloved congregation, the true conversion that consists in two things, and that is first a godly sorrow, and in the second place a divine joy. A godly sorrow that we have sinned against a holy, a righteous, and a merciful God. But also a divine joy in Christ. Because Christ, when he came here on earth, then he came as mediator, he came as a surety, as a savior, but he came also as a second Adam. All that we have lost in our first covenant at Adam, that Christ, he had merited back to give it back in the heart of his people. Therefore, we never, congregation, can have any joy and any gladness in our heart without that Christ. Therefore, Peter, he declares once in Acts 4, verse 12, that salvation is in no one else, and that there is no other name given under heaven whereby that we must be saved. And of course, the question for you and me, that is all the time of our life, whether that principle of God's work is in our heart. It is sure, as certain, that never anyone shall enter into heaven without that sorrow and without that joy. And of course, I told you that Friday evening, and I have told you that for almost 27 years, that if we converted by the Lord, then we have a life full of troubles, a life full of questions that only the Lord can answer. If you are hypocrites, then we have no questions. And we have no problems. And if we are hypocrites, then we possess more than that there is lacking. This search your heart, people. Search your heart. And if, again, if there is the principle of God's work in our heart. Then we cannot help ourselves with nothing. With nothing. No. We are trying not to help ourselves. That is because we are born under a broken covenant of works. And that is so deep in our heart, people. But the Lord, he breaks that all the time off. And he breaks that off in our hearts in such a way, as you read by the prophet Zephaniah, that he had left an afflicted and a needy people. That's all what it is. And in themselves, uncomforted, and they never shall be comforted unless that they give up the ghost and that they die, and then they are comforted, but not before that. And that are all lessons what you have to learn, people. Not so easy, no. Oh, sometime that enmity inside that is so awful that we bite against the Lord, not agreeing with him, no. And really, in practice, not in profession, no, but in practice, that it is so very few times that we are agree with the Lord. Here, you can write it down. You need no more space. There is in our days, oh, so many happy people. So many happy people. And there is more people that it knows than that it don't not know. Where shall you seek them now? People that don't know. And that in truth and uprightness, that lived in for their own hearts. Yes, we're saying that time and again, of course, with us. Teach me, O Lord, the way of truth. And from it I will not depart. And that people, that is now God's people. That is now God's people. And that have more and more that need in their heart, people. If the word of God place you outside, then you are standing outside. Then you are excluded. But I hope that in this day that I may can preach that people that is standing outside, that the Lord includes them. Then it shall not be in vain that we are here. Then I know for sure. But then I know for sure that the Lord shall receive the praise and the honor. That you shall have an itty heart to go in your inner chamber and to say, Lord, thank you that you have thought of me and that you have given me een kram, fallen from des meesters table. When David in 1 Samuel 17, you can find it in the Bible. It is not a story that I tell you, no, but the truth. When David and his people in 2 Samuel 17 were hungry, weary, ready to die, because the Lord come not before that, no. He wait till you are ready to give it up. And when that happened, and that old man, Brazilian, oh, that many had made a melee for that David and for that people. Wonderful. Wonderful. So is the Lord's way with his people to still today. We hope to go further this morning with the help of the Lord with what we start first Friday evening. And that is in Acts 16, verse 15. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have used me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us thus far. We have heard Friday evening that one of the evidences that the Lord had opened our heart and that he had started his true work in our soul, that we then be attentive to the things that are spoken to us by God's servants. I shall no more talk about that this morning, but I have a second point, and that second point that is the need for the blood of Christ. The work of the Lord, congregation, that is perfect. When the Lord created heaven and earth, then you read in Genesis that he saw everything and it was very good. If now the Lord converts a sinner, that's also a perfect work. There is no imperfection in the work of the Lord at all. No. I can prove that. We can prove it out of the word of God that it is so. And of course that's the main thing. When the Lord converted us, David, he said in Psalm 71, thou hast taught me from the days of my youth. And then when he was in the field, behind the flock, then he was playing the harp and all kind of instruments. And he said that he was praising the Lord. You can realize in the old Holland Psalm books that we have at the back something that refers to that. In Holland it is het eigen geschrift van David. And then you can see there how that he had spent his days and his life. And in 2 Chronicles 17 verse 3, there you read about the king Jehoshaphat, that he was walking in the first ways of his father David. in the first place. That boy that had a wonderful life, he can realize it with that harpy. His heart was full with the Lord. Yeah, full. To be jealous to it. And if the Lord comfort us, not that we know that it is the work of the Lord immediately most of the time. Oh, we cannot go years over the world, people. That we know for ourselves that is the work of the Lord, because the Lord himself, he has to place a stamp upon it. Then we can believe it. But there was a man in some place about 60 years ago, he said, when they asked him something, what kind of man that he was, he said, I don't know. Maybe here in Clifton or some other people. That man, he said, I don't know. You don't know? He said, no. You are converted? He said, I don't know. I don't know. The true work of God is in your heart? He said, I don't know. Yeah. But what then? And then that man, he says something. He said, I tell you, there is one that I love above everything. And he said, that's the Lord in heaven. Thus he said, whether that I converted, yes or no, I don't know. But he said, that can I tell you, that I love the Lord. Why? Why did that man say that? You know it, boy? Why? I start this morning to say to you that in the heart of every real converted sinner there is a sorrow and there is a joy. Cannot be different. They can have moments in their life, people, that their heart is filled with nothing else than its sorrow and its grief. You can see it on their eyes sometimes. You can see it looking to their eyes. But when the Lord gives an opening, oh, people, I shall start with the bottom this morning, with the bottom. Not with the mountain, but with the bottom. If now the people have as an opening, if they now can confess with their own heart all the righteousness and all their abominations and all their sins, and their heart is filled with the mercy and the goodness of the Lord, that they say, oh, what a wonder that I lay not at the bottom of hell. What a wonder that I see daylight. Is there a fool is a yes or no? Yeah, there is a text, I think, in Proverbs. I cannot say it maybe literally, word after word, but it speaks about a joy that other people shall not be intermeddled with. No. That is personally for the soul. And they know why. They know why. And they know also where it comes from. They know that too. From the Father of all light are come all good gifts. And that humbles them. That brings them in the dust. And of course, they will keep that. Oh yes, but that's impossible. That is impossible. It takes wings as an eagle, and it flies away. And whether that it ever shall come back, they don't know it. Sometimes they hope, but there are times enough that they have no hope. And that they say, what shall I longer wait upon the Lord? My life is so contradicted. So contradicted with what the Bible tells me. And what the Lord requires from his people, because they are never that boy and never that girl. You can follow it. That people that can never keep up themselves, no. That lay so to the ground. And now, the true conversion, that is the point that I will explain to you a little this morning. Now, the true conversion of a sinner, that is a continually uncovering of what we are and what the Lord is. But what we are, that comes on the foreground. That comes on the foreground. Yeah. Yeah, of course. In our days, that doctrine and that talk, that is no more so desirable. No. Last week there was a man that wrote me a little note. He said that talk, forward and backward, and backward and forward, words, he said, I do not believe in that. I do not believe in that. And I don't desire to listen to that too. No. Because the language of Canaan, that goes more and more away. Yeah. And in general, really, shall Europe not different, be different? No. But in general, convert and then be converted. But converted and then unconverted, there's something else. And now the Lord, he goes with that people backward. When the prophet Ezekiel was privileged, that the Lord revealed so much of his glory to that man. Yeah, because wonderful thing. Yeah, if you would ask me today to preach all those chapters of Ezekiel, and especially the last part from the different rooms in that temple, I would say no, I don't know. I look well stood, oh yes. But I tell you, as long even that I have 100 books in my house about it, but as long as the Lord gave me no light in it from an eye, then I can say nothing about it. Nu? Nou, the mysteries of the Lord that are for those that fear him, and his covenant for them that are the chosen ones of the Lord. The Lord, he comes to take one thing away and to give us another thing instead of it. Paul, he talks in the 2 Corinthians 1 about a second grace. Read it maar in that chapter, a second grace. But what is now the matter? For everything congregation, the Lord have to make room in our heart for it. There can be never a revelation from him if there is no uncovering work of the Holy Spirit in our heart. There have to be room. That woman in the time of the prophet Elijah, she came with empty vessels that she could pay the debt. But as soon as there was no more empty vessel, then the oil stops. Is that clear, yes or no? And that was in the days of the prophet today, but that is today that is the same. You know, when shall I receive something of the Lord? When? If I am emptied of myself, then. When shall the Lord give his people the spirit of prayer and supplication? If I come to that place where Paul was in Romans 7, 8, and we don't know to pray as it we ought to pray. And otherwise are all words. Really? That you have to abhor of yourself. That you say, Lord, you must well tired of all that talk of me. Really? Then you pray, they take not a half hour. No. And then you are jealous to what? Then you are jealous to the prayer of Peter on the water. Lord, save me. And the prayer of that dear woman of Tyre and Sidon, she said, Lord, help me. Yes, I think sometimes, no, not always, no. But I think sometimes, yeah, on the pulpit too, what a word, say, what a word. But if now the Lord make us once is honest, would we have so much to ask? No. And I know people that all things have been done in order, or we know that. I will not deny that, no. There is an order in the church too. But for ourselves, for ourselves. You can realize whether the door is open or that the door is shut. And then you are jealous for what? And upon what? That the Lord make us as one's honest. Honest. And then the Lord, he said, let your words be few. Really. But now, the uncovering work of the Spirit in the heart of God's people. Jullie in de tekst is monnen en weg hij was baptist. Ja, je hebt read that maybe 100 times or 2000 times without thinking of it. Was that now so? The Lord had opened the heart of that lady and then Paul he said, now come, I better you. And then everything that is done, and you are a Christian, and you are a member of the church now, and you need no more in your life. Soon you go to heaven. Was it that? No. Then you read here in the Bible, and when she was baptized, that means something else, people. What is baptism? Yeah. There is many people that undervalued baptism, and there is many people that overvalued baptism. There is amongst our people too, let us say most of them, let us say something else. It shall not be a wonder if it is as once happened that there is a man and a woman, a father and a mother standing here, who realize what baptism really is. And that they need it for the child. What then? The washing and the cleansing in the blood of the Lamb. For most of the people when the children are baptized, that is all done. And I cast no stones on. No, I cast no stones, people. Because if we know ourselves, congregation, and the depth of our fall, what then? Then we have no more stones left for other people. Then there is that wrong. So that's it. Is that 2 years? Oh yeah. And it shall be the greatest wonder that the Lord no look upon such a one. And then we are on the right place, huh? Then we are on the right place. And if that is not so, people, then we are a bunch of hypocrites and Pharisees. And a generation of vipers. Maybe there's also here people that do not taste as so good, but I cannot help it. No. If the true work of the Lord is in our heart, then we embrace that with our whole heart. Really. And that we shall say, Lord, what a wonder. Oh, what a wonder that you bear with me till this moment. With such someone as I am. And now we cannot talk to this evening that you still here, stay this afternoon and evening. That you have no time to go to your home. But, oh, congregation, let I say it, but in a few words, maybe. There have to come a time in our life that for our heart and soul, that there is nothing left than guilt and sin. Nothing than guilt and sin. In the Old Testament, the lepers, they could never be healed by the priest if there nog some spot was in their body that was healthy. But if that priest could find no more spots, then he could help them. And now, so it is with the Lord Jesus Christ, so it is with that Savior and Mediator. If we are nothing else than sin, from the crown of our feet, from our head to the sole of our feet. That there is nothing left, people. And now all that is in us that fight against it. Because I have no desire to become before the Lord what we are. No. And still that is so necessary. And now I tell you something else in that respect. Now we have to be careful for the antinomian, because not doing sin to know sin, but knowing sin by the enlightening and uncovering of the Holy Spirit. That is what we need, and that is what is necessary. And then I talk about that Ezekiel, when he saw so much about the glory of the Lord, then he had to dig in the wall. And what did the Lord say to him? You shall find more abominables, more wretchedness, more corruption. And now, we want so many times that I came to a stop, that the Lord goes no further with it. But you read in Job 26, in Job 26, in the fifth verse, I think, something about that riddle that the Lord uncovered. Then he said there, and destruction has no covering. Thus the Lord, he goes through with it. And why goes now the Lord through with it? Not that he make ourselves better. No. But the reason that is this, that we more and more humble ourselves before the Lord, and that there come more and more a need for Christ and for his precious blood. He is waiting to apply the blood to the heart of his dear children. It is for the Christ. It is such a gladness when there come a soul that say, Lord, I don't know how that I ever can be covered. And that he can instruct them as prophet. And it is a gladness for the people, for the Christ. If there come a soul, as you read in Luke 7, that death sinner in the house of that Simon, because she was a wonderful woman by the grace of the Lord. Yeah, yeah, wonderful. Why was it so wonderful? The publican, he said in Luke 18, Lord, be merciful to me, sinner. What did that woman say? Nothing. She lay there only at his feet, crying. She had no words. She had no prayer too. No. And she was overwhelmed by seven devils. It was a woman that had ruined the soul and body. You was well as jealous to that woman. Not to the sins, but to the attitude. To their attitude. And I believe, oh, I am sure, congregation, that if the true work of God is in our hearts, that we have, there is no much in our life. That we say, Lord, bring me is there where you brought the tomb. See at the verse, daughter, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. But of people, tis all a mystery. Tis all a mystery unless that the Lord reveal it to us. And he can talk, and he can talk about conversion and our spiritual life and all those things. Oh yeah, but come not to the right point. No. And Christ, stay away. And if you can no more rule yourself, people, that you come in trouble like yourself, then the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he had there is place for him. And he is glad to deliver you out of all the snares of the devil. But the Lord have to teach us. And the Lord have to instruct us, people. Yeah. And now for that lady, that woman that had a very short way. Very short. That happens in those days more. So, 3 days. The jailer, one night. Lady, a few hours. The sovereignty of the Lord. There is people that is not baptized for years. You can be baptized here, but here. And now that woman that was baptized. Yeah. Because she became immediately, after the conversion, she became a sinner before the Lord. And if we become a sinner, oh, our tears congregation, that are evidences that we are guilty, that we are guilty. But our tears cannot wash away our sins and iniquities. And then you read in the Word of God, even that you took so much soap. So much soap. But your iniquities are there. And it is only the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that washes and cleanses us from all our sins and from all our transgressions. Yeah. She was baptized and her whole household. Whether that they all were converted, I go not into that. The secret things are for the Lord our God. But, of course, if the Lord convert us, then we have respect and we love the ordinances of the Lord. And what we need for ourselves, we need that for our children too. But the applying people, that is a personal matter for each and every one. And it has personally be applied. And know what we sing now together with you. And that is out of 140. 140. I am evil, born in sin. Thou desirest truth within. Thou alone may save here art. Teach thy wisdom in my heart. Make me pure, thy grace bestow. Wash me whiter than snow. 140, the third and the fourth stanza. And our congregation, by God's sovereignty, love, and grace, that lady she received in the heart the sign and seal of God's covenant and of God's grace. Oh, what a wonder! As I have explained to you before, she was a woman that had run away to Philippi. As he never had expected Paul, the apostle of the Gentiles, that he would come to preach there the gospel. No. She had never prayed for that. She had never cried for that. No. But in the way of God's providence, then the Lord, he sent his servant there. And on a Sabbath day, there was for Paul and Silas, there was in the whole city Philippi, there was no church, there was no room that he could preach. There was even no house that the people asked him, come, and I shall bring some people here that you can preach. No. And then finally, outside of the city, oh, what a mysterious ways of the Lord. Yeah. But, oh, people, if you lay under that seal of election, we can run away till to the end of the world. When Monica, the mother of Augustine, came to some place where an arbor was to look for the son who goes all my father and farther from God in the wickedest ways. Then when she asked the people there and by that harbor whether they know where the boy was, and then there was a man, he said to her there, far away on that boat that goes there your son is. There your son is. As she could not talk to him, no, but she still talked to the Lord about him. And when he was 39 years old, then the Lord he conferred. The sovereignty of the Lord. And now in paradise, people, in paradise, oh, we have all run away from the Lord, all of us. There is not one that have desire in the ways of the Lord. And if the Lord not stops us, people, one more public than the other, oh yes, there is in that respect well a difference, but not inside. But by nature we all have chosen hell. And that is the only thing that we want to go. Oh, it is for a man awful to accept it. But if the Lord comes in our heart, then we fall under it. And then we say, Lord, so it is. And more we do realize that in our life. Joseph Iris, yeah, well, let's read the sermon from that man, I think, here. Joseph Iris, he said one place, that it was 35 years ago that the Lord had delivered his soul. But he said, if now the Lord in my old days, 5 minutes before I die, that he left me alone, then I go back to the place from where I come. Oh, till the last moment, people, till the last second. And you know what a comfort it is for God's people. You know that. You know that. That we read in the Word of God about that poor Lazarus, that when that beggar died, when that beggar died, then the angels came and they carried him in the bosom of Abraham. Yeah. And that is now the comfort for God's children. For God's children, people. If they have to make one step in their life, one step, it would never go. No. But Paul, he wrote to the Philippians, he that has begun the good work, he shall perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. And there it lays on. It is not in our hands, but it is in the hand of a triune God. And now all that is religion, people, all that is religion, outside, outwardly, that is all against that doctrine. And all that bite against it. A bite against it. There is nobody by nature that can fall under it. No. It is only by the grace of the Lord. And for that people have become a wonder that it is in his hand. That it is in his hand. And that the Lord take care for his own work. That the Lord strengthen that people, that the Lord upholds that people. Because when the Lord uncovered us, that is a painful way for us. That is a dark way for us, unless that we receive light in our heart over it. But, oh, then we think, could I pray as I have prayed before? Could I now as love as that I have loved before? Could I now as believe as that I could believe before? Because when the Lord breaks up everything, and then, more than that too. So many times people listless, listless. So many times without any thoughts, without any desire. So many times that it is so wicked here, and so corrupted, and so devils, let I must say how it is, people. The Lord, he knows it. The Lord, he knows it. And then we fell from ourselves, then we say, Lord, it is a lost case. A lost case. No. No, it is not a lost case. Because we have to lose everything to gain Christ. And that now that Lydia was baptized, Paul had done that on good grounds. She was convinced about her sin. She was persuaded about the holiness and the righteousness of God. But now that medicine, that holy medicine, the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that washes and cleanses from all our sins. And now she became engrafted in the church by the baptism. But she also received the forgiveness of the sins as he became whiter than the snow. Does that is now the meaning? Die was de Lord het rot in het hart en niet voor de blood of de Lord Jesus Christ. En nou, congregation, het is de question voor you en me. Was er ever dat niet in our hart? Was er ever dat niet in our hart? We are all travelers to the great and ever ending eternity. Young and old, great and small. And we have the privilege to live under the preaching of law and gospel. Law and gospel, Lord. Yeah. I become a little deaf, of course, last time, and all the kind of troubles that come up if you become older, of course. But if you are not entirely deaf, then you have to hear something. Yeah. Some time ago there came a man to my car on a Sunday morning when we go to our home. He said, the gospel. I say, law and gospel. Goodbye. Yeah. Law and gospel. Of course, the law is given by Moses and the grace by Jesus Christ. Right or wrong? But that is the time in which we are living. Man lives to deceive his soul for eternity. If the Lord come not in between them. But it is a blessing, people. All that he fall under the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. And it is so necessary, people, to be cut off of ourselves. And to be taken up in a triune God. And then to know that, but also to know how that goes. How that goes. And really, it is not something that we pick up from the street, people. No. We do not pick it up from the street, but we have to learn it here. Yeah. And how is it now, parents and children? Parents and children. I have, in former years, when we preached so many times in your midst, or quit the Lord's Supper, I have ever seen tears by some that are still sitting here in the church this morning. Do you have still well as tears? Do you have still well as tears? Or is it so cold now? So dead? So listless? Blame not the Lord, no. Blame not the Lord, people. But that we may blame is ourselves. And now, if it is true, if it is true, what then? Then you shall have times in your life that they say inside, was it ever deep enough? Was it ever deep enough? Was it ever the right kind? Shibboleth or shibboleth, one letter. Yeah. And straight is the way and the gate that leads to destruction. But narrow that way that leads to eternal life. people that always believe and people that never can believe, it is both wrong. Because the work of the God that is up and down time and again. If the true work of the Lord is in our hearts, a godly sorrow and a divine joy cannot be different. It cannot be different, people, no. And we have to know something of it between the Lord and our soul. And if we come to a point in our life that we give it up, that we say there is no hope, no hope, then there is hope, then there is hope. But there can be times in our life that we think it is hopeless and still that it is not hopeless. That it is more nox in our conscience and in our mind than that it is in our heart. And then there happens nothing. But if it is here, if it is inside people, then the Lord shall not stay away from you. Oh no. Then he shall not stay away. Therefore, that people that had in their life special prayers. What special prayers? Oh, sometime when they say, Lord, please bind it is up on my heart. Make it is unbearable, Lord. Make it unbearable. And then the Lord shall reveal himself, and the Lord he shall give himself away to that people, and he shall gladden their heart. And then the end that shall be not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name, all the honor and all the praise and all the glory. And now that the word of God, young and old, great and small, oh, that it find an entrance into your heart. The few words that we have spoken in this morning, that is the way in which the Lord leads his people. And we have to know something, something. Shall it be well for eternity? And if there was something of it in our hearts sometime, but all the confirming and the establishing of the work of the Lord that is necessary to have that peace that passes all understanding. And we cannot give it to ourselves, people. The Lord had to give it. But oh, that thou rendest the heavens and that thou come down. That shall be the desire. That shall be the looking forward by all that seeking people in whose heart it became truth, in the inner recesses of their heart and soul. Lydia, she was baptized. The Lord confirmed it to their heart and to their soul. And she was joyful in the Lord. And it is in the further fruit of the life revealed that it was not an outward baptism, but an inwardly baptism. But we hope this evening to talk more about that, the Lord willing. The Lord bless it for his people also in this morning. The river of God that is full of water, people. And if we become a sinner in our heart, then it shall be true. Then it shall, then the Lord shall establish that the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, washes and cleanses from all our sins. But we shall look forward to that moment. We can here be delivered from the guilt of sin, but delivered from the pollution of sin that shall be when God's people died. And then the last promise, children of God in my midst, that the Lord shall fulfill, that shall be what you read in Psalm 130, and he shall Israel deliver of all their iniquities. Amen. Lord, bless the few words to our heart and to our soul. Sanctify it for young and old, great and small. Remember us in this afternoon and in this evening, and give desire to come under thy word, young and old, great and small, and that it find an entrance into our heart, and that it was to die under and our salvation with the pardoning and remission of all our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Return 362. Hope in the Lord, ye waiting saints, and he will well provide. For mercy and redemption full and free with him abide. From sin and evil mighty, though they seem, his arm almighty will his saints redeem. 362, the last stanza. Tomorrow evening we hope nog to preach here in the church, and first evening there shall be the usual midweek service in Franklin Lake, 7:45, and the Combined Choral Society hopes to meet on Monday evening, January 28 at 8:30 in the Franklin Lake church. All are welcome to attend. Receive now the blessing of the Lord. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.